From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Marva Hinton. Last summer, the budget for Miami-Dade County Libraries was in jeopardy until the County Commission decided to tap into a reserve fund. This year, funding for Miami-Dade County Libraries is in danger again. Library Operations Supervisor Sue Sivanovich was on WLRN's Topical Currents on Tuesday. She says those who suffer the most from the cuts are people without computers.
You want to apply for food stamps, you need a computer. You need your unemployment, you need a computer. And anyone that thinks that the library is obsolete should have visited the library the weekend that the Hialeah Section 8 housing application became open, because it was heartbreaking.
The County Commission will vote on the budget and library funding on July 15th. Parents will now have to use a car seat for children up to 5 years old. Governor Rick Scott signed the bill yesterday, which extends Florida's car seat requirement for an extra year. The previous law required the extra precautions up to 4 years old. Past efforts to raise the age requirement for car seats have gone nowhere in the legislature. There are exceptions to the new law, including if a child is being transported by someone who is not a member of the immediate family. The new law also allows parents to use booster seats to meet the requirements. The law goes into effect in January. Miami Beach residents can now send their concerns to the city through a new smartphone app. The free app, called eGov, allows residents to file reports or complaints directly to the individual city departments by sending a photo. Miami Beach Mayor Philip Levine says the app will help the city resolve issues quickly.
We have various standards about time. How much time it literally would take to be resolved. For example, you know, a pothole should take, you know, maybe 48 hours. We want to figure out ways to increase and make better customer service as much as we possibly can in Miami Beach.
After filing the report, the sender receives a tracking number to show the status of the report. The app will also keep track of the city's trolleys and include an events calendar. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Marva Hinton. Now back to Paul Leary.